In an effort to curb the coronavirus pandemic, all large gatherings have been canceled for the foreseeable future. That has meant smaller graduation ceremonies or none at all, no concerts, plays, or college or professional sports events. For the future USS Tripoli, it means the scrapping of plans for a grand commissioning ceremony that had been scheduled for Pensacola later this month. Tripoli LHA-7 was delivered to the Navy on February 28th, and earlier this year, a summer commissioning date was set for June 27th. Now, due to the coronavirus outbreak, the ship has been forced to trade the pomp and pageantry of the large ceremony at NAS Pensacola for a smaller administrative commissioning on July 15th in Pascagoula, Mississippi, where it was built.
We had people that were coming from pretty much all over southeastern United States, and maybe even a couple from California, because they had ties to the old Tripoli LPH-10. And so, in general, the mood is disappointment.
Retired Rear Admiral Don Quinn is chair of Pensacola's Tripoli Commissioning Committee. He said the ceremony's cancellation was disappointing for them, too, but came as no surprise.
But as you know, that's been overshadowed by the disappointment and all the things that have gone on with COVID-19. It just falls in line with everything else that's going on due to the pandemic.
For local elected and business leaders, there's a missed opportunity to show off the community and its support for the military to the thousands of individuals, including military brass, that had been expected to attend the festivities. And then there's the ship's crew.
All the work they've done, they're not going to be able to come to Pensacola and receive all of the great things that we do here for this crew. And I think that's the missing of an opportunity of a lifetime.
This is Harry White, former public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola, a member of the commissioning committee and member of the board of the Pensacola Navy League, which had been at the forefront of organizing local commissioning events for the Tripoli crew.
You know, that's a big issue. They don't have the opportunity to come here and enjoy the friendship and the love that we share in Pensacola, Florida.
For now, the America-class amphibious assault ship remains in Pascagoula, with Captain Kevin Myers still assigned as commanding officer. Meantime, the 1,100-member crew continues to conduct training while also working to keep the coronavirus in check.
They had, 20 or 30 folks pop positive, a month or so ago. So they took half the crew, took them off the ship to get to social distancing. If you've ever been enlisted berthing, there's no social distancing done in enlisted berthing. And they put half the crew over in Gulfport at the CB base there in the quarters over there. And that pretty much shut down the COVID-19 breakout.
According to Admiral Quinn, before the final decision, there were discussions about other options for a Pensacola commissioning ceremony short of total cancellation. However, with required pandemic protocols, it really wasn't feasible.
Now the Navy puts the crew into quarantine for 3 weeks before they get underway to make sure that nobody has the virus. It's tough to do that over in the shipyard, but if they came over here and then we did the ceremonies, then the ship would sit there at the pier for 3 weeks, another 3 weeks, while they, went through their quarantine before they went over to San Diego.
Add about a month of travel time from the Gulf Coast to San Diego to the minimum 8 months the ship is already behind schedule, and the result is a crew that's weary and ready to move on.
They're bummed, but at this point, this has gone on so long that they just want to get it done. They've got a crew of 1,100, 300 of them lived in this area, 800 of them, their families are over in San Diego. So the longer this goes on, the more they're separated. And so they want to get it done.
Now, for practical purposes, Tripoli will depart for the West Coast and the Pacific Fleet immediately after a brief administrative commissioning. This means the commissioning becomes official with a letter from the Secretary of the Navy, a method that used to be common.
Back in the early 20th century, they would send out a message saying you're commissioned. They would have a small internal ceremony involving mainly the crew. They would set the first watch, they'd raise their commissioning pennant, and then they'd get on with their business.
More recently, the Navy drew down in size and built fewer, more expensive ships, which made christenings and commissionings more special. By 1984, the Navy made an effort to spread around those much-celebrated events to different cities. Pensacola has benefited from the practice, and prior to the coronavirus outbreak, was on track to host ceremonies for Tripoli and the future USS St. Louis, which is set for August. Despite the current setback, the Admiral says he and other members of the commissioning committee can envision the day when such grand happenings can resume locally.
Yes, we can, because remember, this would have been our sixth one, and the Navy has already said, based on what we've done for this one in these extraordinary times, that when we want another ship, let them know, and we would get one here.
While Tripoli's Pensacola commissioning will not be taking place, each of the ship's 1,100-member crew will still get a special memento in the form of custom-made plank owner plaques.
The brass plaque has the ship design, and then down in each corner, the coin. One is the ship's emblem, and the other is Pensacola. It's got the Blue Angels on it, and it's got the lighthouse over at NAS on there. So back to Harry's point, they take a piece of Pensacola with them forever.
For his part, Harry White says the crew will also forever respect the local effort to make the occasion special for them.
Because even in these trying times, we reached out, we got the job done, and they will always remember Pensacola, Florida, for what we did in order to affect this commissioning, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.